Hey guys, welcome to Pump Series DFS Picks. And what I want to do today is look at the Minnesota Twins at the Cleveland Indians. 6:10 start tonight. It's not on the main slate. It's its own showdown. So I want to take a look at this. And I think we can get to some bats here and a pitcher on one side. The game's in Cleveland. It's supposed to be 57 degrees and no real chance of rain until late in the night. So the game should be over by then. So decent weather for hitting. Not overly great hitting weather, but it might touch 60 degrees or around first pitch. So we'll see. And we'll see what the wind's doing closer to pit. First pitch. Let's jump into it here. Zach Plesac, most expensive player on the slate. Not sure why. He's 11K. I don't have very much interest whatsoever. I think Zach Plesac is a lot of it overrated. And I think he's going to get destroyed by this amazing Minnesota offense. So no real interest in Zach Plesac in a 20 entry. I might get to him once just for the off chance he has a nice game. I just don't see it. I'm gonna get off Zach Plesac. Jose Berríos, I have a lot of interest in. Good start to the season. He's 2-2, 30 Ks and 4 starts. Hasn't been outside of his first start against Milwaukee, where he went 6 innings and struck out 12. He hasn't been as good lately, but that doesn't bother me. This Indians offense is so rough. I'm going to go to a lot of Jose Berríos. Probably mostly in the utility spot because I like the upsides of the bats a little bit more. Because the Indians, as bad as their offense is, they actually don't strike out a whole lot. So I'm not... The upside is a little bit capped for that aspect of it. But I do really, really like Berríos here. Byron Buxton, most expensive hitter on the slate. Batting 382. A lot of stolen base upside. A lot of power. He's definitely going to be in play. Be interesting to see where he bats, whether it's leadoff or cleanup. I'm assuming cleanup, but we'll have to see as the lineups come out closer to lock. But yeah, a lot of interest in Byron Buxton. Next up is Nelly Cruz, 9,800. I'm going to want to get to a lot of these two guys. Nelly Cruz not only just rakes in general, but for some reason he just destroys the tribe every time they play. So I'm going to have a lot of interest in Nelson Cruz. 9,800 and trying to fit those three guys, really, Berríos, Bucks, and Cruz together as often as I can. First Indians bat, Jose Ramirez. Bat 247. He's been pretty good lately, man. It's just 9,600. If I'm going to get to a tribe bat, will be him. But only in tribe stacks, really. I'm not gonna force myself to Jose when I can get up to Nelly or Byron Buxton. Franmil had a great series against the Yankees. Hit his first two career triples over the weekend, so that's kind of fun. The big man is out there lumbering around like Shaquille O'Neal would, you know. I mean, this is a big boy. I do have some interest in Franmil. He's a little bit cheaper than Jose. Just a tough matchup right on right. Josh Donaldson, former Indian. Not very long. He's only here for like half a season, but he's been great since coming back off the IL, batting 393. So I do have a lot of interest in Josh Donaldson, 8,800. Mitch Garver is interesting, 8,600, only batting 160. That's probably a fade for me. There's a chance he's not even in the lineup, but I'm not gonna prioritize Mitch Garver when I can just get up to a Josh Donaldson or a the other two big bats at the top. So probably a fade for me if he's in the lineup. Andrés Giménez, he's batting 8th or 9th. No reason it should be 8,200. He has zero power. 1% power. Not much power whatsoever. So, yeah, I'm going to be out on Andrés Giménez. Andrelton Simmons is out, so no need to worry about him. Eddie Rosario, be revenge game for Eddie. They didn't pay him this offseason, so Eddie came on over to the tribe. I have a little bit of interest in Eddie, but at his price, should bat cleanup, 7,800. Twins should have a nice book on him, though. So we'll see on we'll see, because Brios should probably know what ways to get Eddie out would be my guess. I'm sure Rocco Baldelli has a pretty good idea too on what where Eddie's weaknesses are. So we'll see. Luis Arraez, if he leads off, man, he might be the best play on the slate at 7,400. He'll easily go 3-for-3 here against Zach Plesac. So yeah, 7,400, possible leadoff spot. Definitely have a lot of interest in Luis Arraez. No Max Kepler for today's game, which is kind of disappointing. For at his price, 7,200, that's way too cheap for Max Kepler. And if he were in, if he were playing, he'd definitely be in play. Jorge Polanco is going to have some interest for me. He's probably moving back over to shortstop with no Simmons in there. 7K, bats near the top of that lineup. I have a lot of interest in Polanco. Miguel Sano also on the IL. The Twins are kind of the walking wounded right now. So you can only imagine when they get those three guys back, Simmons, Sano, and Kepler, how much better they will actually be. So move on. Jordan Luplo, 6,600. As I said the other time, our last Indians video I did, podcast, Jordan Luplo has basically earned an everyday playing, everyday spot. Needed no more platooning for Luplo, which I enjoy. I think he's our best outfielder overall, a tribe outfielder. Right on right's a little bit tough, but 6,600, we'll have him in play too. Cesar Hernandez finally got a couple hits yesterday. Needed it. Average almost up over 200 now. With this price dropping to 6,400, I'm going to have just a tad bit of interest here. But it's just based on price. I'm not prioritizing him by any means. But if he bats second, 6,400, that's not too bad. Roberto Perez should start. Austin Hedges caught yesterday. So Perez will be ready to go. 6K. Does have power upside, so you're going to have a little bit of interest there. Williams Astudillo, batting 289. With all the injuries in Twins offense, he may crack the lineup. If he does, he's definitely in play at 5,800. Ahmed Rosario led off yesterday, 5,600. If he were to lead off again, you got to have a lot of interest. He's only batting 164. But leading off, you get a lot of plate appearances for a guy at that price tag. Again, like I said, Austin Hedges caught yesterday, so there's very little chance he plays today. And really no interest for me either way if he plays or not. Ryan Jeffers could potentially start and catch, depending on the Mitch Garver situation. If he does, 5,200, you have to throw him in some lineups to make the big dogs work. Remember, the top guys are very expensive, the Barrios, the Cruz, the Buxton, so you're going to need a lot of value down here to fit those guys in. Josh Naylor, 5K, batting 230, hasn't really shown any power yet. This season he's in there, though. I think he's got some. He started at first base yesterday because I think they're just tired of how bad Jake Bowers and Yu Chang have been. So if he gets another start at first base, no problem going to him. Probably batting 6th or 7th at 5K. Jake Bowers, if he cracks the lineup and Naylor goes back to the outfield, Jake Bowers will be in play at 4,800. Don't expect much. Maybe a double, but really no power in Jake Bowers' bat. Just nothing really to write home about. You almost might be better off trying to shoot for a relief pitcher somewhere down the line at 4K than Jake Bowers. Yu Chang hasn't been playing much, but they haven't been facing many lefties. So, you know, you never know if Tito could get weird and throw him in the lineup against a righty. If they do, 4,600, I actually prefer Yu Chang as a overall baseball player to Jake Bowers. But either way, neither really moved the needle for me. Jake Cave, I'm assuming, starts in the outfield for Minnesota, 4,400. He's going to be very popular if he's starting at that price tag. So Jake Cave will have this guy plays like every day and he never gets priced up. He's not the best hitter in the world. He's only batting 155 this year. But overall, he's not a terrible. He's got a little pop. He can hit. He can hit for average, and he can even steal some bags. So, well, not a lot of love for Jake Cave in the DFS community. And then the last guy is Alex Kirilloff. He hasn't gotten a hit yet this year, but he started the past few games. He's 44K on the dot, man. You're gonna have to take some shots on him. Just because he's a lefty too, so you got the left on right matchup there. And you're just going to need to get some value, especially in twin stacks, where you can pair him up with the Buxton. He's been batting fifth, too, so you can pair him up with Buxton and Cruz and have a nice little 3-4-5 stack for your lineups there. He's a big, highly touted prospect that they really like in Minnesota. So to sum it back up, no real interest in Zach Plesac. I think he might get rocked against Minnesota tonight. Really going to try to get to the heart of the Minnesota lineup and as much Berríos as I can get to. I really like the Twinkies against this Tribe. Tribe are going to Twins and Royal or after facing the Yanks. Now they got the Twins, and I want to say they got the White Sox next. So they got a tough road ahead. Enjoy the slate. Starts 6:10. Have a good one, everybody.